Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello there, everyone, including our small but very vocal studio audience. Want to welcome our, Facebookers, you're right there.
You got a notification.
Thank you for joining us. We're glad to have you with us. You come from all corners of the world, so we love when you're with us and we can chat with you as we're doing the show. Blog talkers, I'm referring to you next. Glad to have you with us. You also come from all sorts of places around the world. Very happy to have you with us. Remember, if you're going to call in soonest to get into the queue. But Jim is going to speak in a minute. Our very own Jimbo Baggins, who is going to give you tips on how to call from a, like say you're in the UK, without running up a major cell phone bill for roaming. We don't want that. But there is a way.
They wouldn't do it.
No.
I wouldn't do it.
No. I made the mistake once of calling Dubai for 2 minutes. And the bill was $250. Not going to do that again.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Mm-mm. So to those of you who are new and just joining us, I am using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I'm showing to our Facebookers on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. So it's important to bear in mind this is not tarot, oracle cards, and not any of the other wonderful methods that I know are out there. I just haven't studied any of them. I have stayed completely devoted to personal prophecy, the way that my grandmother taught it to me, and I've managed to advance her principles over the past 20 plus years. So I also want you to be aware that when I give you a reading during the show, I'll be using a full 24 card layout, and that's my normal practice. I'm not just going to, you know, select a few random cards. I want to lay them all out for you so I can see what the landscape of your life really is, emotionally and in terms of spiritually, all different kinds of ways that I'm able to zero in on your question. And Jim will explain about that too. The thing to bear in mind is that these cards, their prophecies are not written in stone. They are basically the, where's that coming from?
Your computer.
Uh-oh. They are essentially, is what I mean to say, expressions or perceptions, we'll say, of potential. And potential is pretty accurate in a lot of ways. But you hold the key in terms of choice and change. And these are very dynamic tools. We'll be demonstrating them as we give readings. So because we have a list really growing quickly, I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo Baggins.
Yes, we do have a large list. That number to call in, 515-602-9676. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying you're going to listen to the show while you wait. And I checked it out. I heard the show. It sounds great. If you hear the show, everything's cool. If you ever do not hear a show when you call in,
something's wrong.
Yeah, you got to hang up and call again. Something went haywire. All right, but now when you are going to go live with us, and we'll let you know to be clear that you're going live, please do the following things if you safely and legally can. Please get rid of speakerphone, get rid of your Bluetooth phone device, all those background sounds, make them all go bye-bye quickly. Any multitasking projects you were doing, shut them down. Best case scenario is you can go to a nice quiet place in your home that has good cell phone reception, because when you call to us, It goes through your normal cell phone world, which is one thing, but then it goes to Blog Talk's computer system, our computers, outer computer speakers. So quality goes down. So anything you can do to keep that quality up, it's going to help everything out. Do the best that we can do. You know what I'm saying? All right. Anyway, that's the number to call. And you can Skype in. I forget to say that sometimes. You can Skype in. That was a new concept to me until we started doing the show. So kind of cool.
Soon you should be able to use WhatsApp also too. Another free platform for making phone calls and sending messages.
They'll have to see what goes down there, Charlie Brown. But anyway, another means to call in is through, you can video or audio Facebook Messenger chat us. And now that is only to Deborah Lee. And you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And that is only when we actually say the floor is open for Messenger. Any other time, it doesn't have a hold system. We're going to have to hang up. Because it's just the way it is. And that sound is the sound of angels playing harps, which means your reading with Deborah has concluded. It's not almost over. It is damn over. Okay, let's get down to this nitty-gritty. And because we've got a lot of people. And we got to be fair. We can't spend a lot of time like that. And that since the angel harp stuff, that means you're going to get a healing angel card reading tonight. One single card drawn on your way out until we move to the next gala. So that's the way it's going. All right, I think we have to rock. We got to roll. Daddy-o, right? Right.
Oh, we wanted to mention, we did a little something this afternoon.
Mm.
We went out. We've been hearing a lot of buzz about the movie Babylon, which covers the, I would say.
What's the movie industry's transition from silent to sound?
Very good.
Let's just make it simple.
And of course, Brad Pitt is
in the American world now. Yeah, we got to think because we got a lot of overseas folks watching us and the American movie industry transitioning.
I'm not really sure what we saw today.
Yeah, it was
real different.
It was all over the place. Didn't seem to have a good direction really, except that big picture is some people's careers could not carry over.
Well, and there was a lot of like
crazy crap,
big splashy parties. Tobey Maguire is downright creepy in this movie.
Yeah, he did a good job playing the creepaloid.
Yeah, and we're not going to spoil it if any of you want to go see it. BBC gave it a rave review. And I'll tell you, a lot of it reminded me of the remake of The Great Gatsby in terms of set pieces and how they did it. Yeah,
the history period stuff. Cars and all that stuff. I mean, there's tons of cars all over the place.
Oh, beautiful cars.
Beautiful cars from the day, yeah. I will say it is just about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And the ending is not going to make you have a heart attack, so you don't have to worry about that. Just to let you know.
No. It could have ended a lot sooner.
I think sometimes these folks are doing mind-altering drugs.
Well, and I think they get carried away with their project.
Well, and they want to go, we got to go totally outside the box. It's like, you know, you don't want to go too far outside the box where people go, what WTF when they leave? Like, what did I just watch?
That's how I felt.
It's like, I know they it's going to be cool because we're not going to be like everybody else. We're going to do this movie. It's going to be, if had like three different things it was following, which is, I see a lot of that nowadays. People are starting to do that. And there was no happy endings, basically.
If you saw the movie Nope, some of this is going to remind you of it, not because there's any kind of alien
what
in
movie?
It. Nope, because that was bizarre, too.
Well, don't even – yeah, I guess only the fact that it didn't really have a – it had a weird story, too, I guess. Other than that, they have nothing to do with each other, except for the fact that it was kind of weird, and they had, like, sub-stories, like that Nope had that sub-story with the ape monkey thing and the guy –
yeah.
They would just go back to it every so often. And they would show you a little bit more each time they would go back to it on what happened with that thing.
That was a weird
one.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
pretty bizarre too. But we
it started out with like the end of the monkey thing, then they retraced your steps. It was weird. Anyway, we're gonna go to the callers. it's not a movie critic show, is it? No,
and
it's 775
to it. Oh no.
775, we're going to say Nevada. But we got to say that because 775 is in Nevada. Welcome to the show.
Hello there, and I bet you this is Wendy. No?
Hello, this is Wendy. I hope both of you are healthy and happy.
Doing well.
And we hope you are as well.
Yes.
Thank you.
What can we do for you this evening?
Well, I feel kind of funny, and maybe I'm just being silly. Time is ticking. I have 90 days from September the 9th to do my appeal with that insurance company. And, you know, and this attorney knows about it. Haven't heard from them. So I emailed them this morning, and it was very polite. And I just said, I hope everybody is healthy. And I just wanted to touch base with you. How do you feel about my case? What are the next steps? And no answer. And this is very unusual behavior. Usually they pick up the phone, but I emailed and I called because if for some reason somebody's sick and they're not able to tend to business, their health is a priority, absolutely. But I also, then I need to go, if I need to be released to go to a new attorney because the clock is ticking, I need to know. So
absolutely.
What's going to happen? Are they going to?
Absolutely. Now, you, when we first started.
So she wants to know what's going
to
happen.
Yes, in your search for the right attorney for the job. You were completely sold on this man, and he did look good in the cards. But if you would have said, Deborah, which one do you think is the right one for me? I would have gone with the other one. But this one.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, but I can't make a decision.
But she's not saying it was clear, black.
No.
She didn't mean like one's a mistake and one is not. She just said she would have been leaning toward the other one. But
yeah,
I think
that's a good word.
But she also didn't perceive, if I remember it, because I remember the reading.
Yeah.
She also didn't perceive that you just chose a disaster either. You did not see
No.
that.
Well,
no.
The other attorney's name is Robinson, and he's actually in Georgia. I'm in California, but that doesn't matter with technology, really. But
nope,
he has a 95% success rate, for God's sakes. So, that made me nervous that nobody responded.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not Monday, it's Tuesday. Okay.
Right.
So I will try to reach them again tomorrow. And then tomorrow I think my message will be a little bit different. I'll be polite and I'll just say I'm getting concerned because I have time frames and things to take care of, as you know.
Yep.
Are you going to be able to attend to this, or should we make other arrangements? So I'll still be polite, but maybe not so darn sweet about it, you know?
Absolutely.
Think so too. And I think you need to get firm.
Yeah.
And you know, because remember, you have recourse to file complaints against this law office if necessary.
If it gets to that point.
Yeah.
The appeal must be received around March 1, okay? And we're almost into January.
Almost.
And there's things that take time that I need to do. How's this going to end up? Are they going to – they have to send me a letter of release before that other office will even speak with me legally. So,
I don't think it's going to get to that, Wendy. I think that when they hear from you again and can tell that you are getting a little abrupt and rather short with them, they're going to get on the stick with you.
Yeah, I mean, you've used the two primary means of communication. You emailed them and you called them.
Yeah.
I mean, other than smoke signals and Morse code, you don't really text law offices for the most part.
Well, it doesn't work out for you. I do. Yeah.
I will tell you, I have worked in a professional environment all my life, and it's good business to, if you don't have time or something else going on, you really ought to respond, hey, I'm not forgetting you. Let me call you Thursday or something. And
sure.
I heard nothing either way. And I agree
right.
with you. I'm not sending smoke signals. It's two forms of communication. So tomorrow I'm going to talk to them again. And quite frankly, I'd rather just get a letter of release and go with this other attorney as long as his terms are close to the same. But I will call them tomorrow. Am I going to end up getting a letter of release? Because the way it works is if they make the decision to release you, then you don't owe them any money. But if you say, oh, I want out of this contract, then they're going to bill you for whatever time they looked at anything.
Well, I think they're going to come through for you.
See you, okay.
It's right here, right
here. So that's
here.
The big picture answer is she doesn't see you having
come through for me in what way?
In the performance they promised you.
They're going to step it up and apologize probably for not getting back with you, and they're not going to leave you hanging is what you're seeing.
Right.
And yeah, but you know what? I have a sour taste in my mouth. I'd rather just move on. But if I just say release me, they'll say, okay, we can release you. That'll be $1,000 for all the time we've looked at it.
That would not be happy.
Yeah.
That would be sadness.
Right. So I think you should stay very firm that, you know, you expect responses from these people. There's no reason a secretary couldn't have called
right.
back.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like she said,
right.
she said, somebody can say, got you, I know we're kind of busy, but we are definitely
and
not.
And that's an excellent point. That is a good point, because I was instructed whenever I send an email to this office to copy Eddie and Kevin and Janice. That's three people that got that email today, three of them. And so I am going to be more firm tomorrow, and I'm going to, and I will say there's a lot that needs to be accomplished, and we're almost into January, and, you know, my 90 days is up on early March, so I need to hear from you.
Oh, you bet. You bet. And now Jim's got a card for you.
The card that fell to the floor. Archangel Sandalphon, he says, I have heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
Now, remember what Grandma always said. It falls to the floor, it comes to the door.
So that?
Yeah.
That one not only fell, it just like took off. Deb had to find it. I couldn't even see it. It was like grease lightning.
So does that mean I'm going to ultimately go with Robinson?
I think it means... That card, I think it just means your end result is going to happen.
Yes.
Your case, whether it be one person or the other. It was a one-card healing card. So, I mean, you can't really expect so much info out of that. I think it means whichever thing you ultimately end up doing, your end goal is going to be successful, I think is what that's saying.
I agree. Well, I wish I had chosen Robinson. And you know what? In my message tomorrow, I'm going to say it like this. After identifying myself, I'm going to say, I'm getting concerned. As you know, I'm under a time frame. Things need to be taken care of within this time frame. Now we've only got about 60 days left. And so if somebody is not feeling, because that other attorney, it turned out he had what he called the flu, and I'm very sympathetic. And I said, I hope it's not something else. So I don't know if he's better. And so I'm going to be more business. I'm going to say I need a response, because if your office is not able to take care of me in this time frame, we need to take action.
Yeah, I'm rapidly losing confidence in your firm's ability.
That right there.
Yes. I mean, by the non-answering I'm getting, I'm losing confidence. But by the folks that you guys
can't. I can say I'm getting worried because of no response.
Right. Absolutely.
Exactly. So let us know how.
Yeah, definitely. And you have every right to get pissed off.
We
in a professional way, and she knows how to do it. So,
we will be thinking of you tomorrow and sending you lots of good energy for a good resolution here. For you.
Yeah.
All right.
And,
well, I hope the resolution is that I sign with Mr. Robinson and that he gives me the same terms or better. That's what I really want at this point.
Well, then maybe those are the prayers that Salmophone said would be on.
That's
we shall
right.
see.
So we will cheer you on, Wendy.
Well, good luck. Thank you for holding me in the first caller, Wendy.
Take care.
We're on your side.
Well, thank you both.
Oh,
stay
yes.
healthy and happy.
Yeah, same to you, of course. Also, one of the recourses is because she's actually looked at their reviews. She can go out and put one of them negative reviews down if things aren't going very well.
And that could really...
And she could say that, you know...
Badly for them.
Look at your reviews. They're pretty good, but I'm not getting that kind of thing, so I might have to chop your star level tree down to nothing.
And here's,
chop,
the,
chop, chop.
Here's the other thing, just as a quick little aside.
Chop, chop.
I really don't believe there'd be a judge anywhere that would force her to pay for non-performance of...
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a whole different ballgame. Yeah. No, taking a legal form to court.
Well, I've seen it's been on Judge Judy many times.
I just say it.
And they say, she says, give her money back. You know?
All right. I forgot to mention that if you're international,
yes.
We'll give you a shout out. But all the international, all of them look like they're still here.
I got to know.
We have Liz.
Liz.
And who was the first one? Wasn't it Sam? Liz,
yeah.
Sam, and Mike? All from the UK.
Mike.
The British invasion has arrived. Yes. We like it, though.
We do.
We like this one. We like the British invasion of the music ones. Yeah, we like the British invasion that we get here. Didn't like the other one so much way back in the day, but, you know.
Except I'm not much of a Beatles fan.
Well, you know, that's her problem.
Yeah, but I do like...
It wasn't just the Beatles, the British invasion. No. Otherwise, they would have called it the Beatles invasion if it was just
them.
Yeah,
what else did they have?
There's a million. Back in the day, your average rock, really good, successful rock band or person, they were back in the early days, they were pretty much
I'll tell you what,
land of the Brits.
I liked the Beatles better when they were broken up. And they
doesn't like them either.
Huh?
Liz doesn't like them either.
Well, look at that.
Well, plus, you know, Chris, how old are you, Liz?
Put her on the spot here.
That's right. Actually, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just to say. No, I mean, Deb, she, you know, that's a little different ballgame. She was in the music listening age where she could have appreciated it more. Because they were 60s into the 70s.
Yeah, but they just never, as a group.
She liked the Wings. Well, they got one. You got one Beatle there. She says about the Wings.
That's
Paul McCartney.
Saying about she's 60.
She was born in the 60s, so she was born when I was
16. She's beautiful.
That was Ringo Starr when he did. That's
nine.
After they all kind of went their separate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That was Ringo doing his own music. Then
I like them individually.
George Harrison did his own music.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney obviously didn't lack any success in his own music. He did well.
What's that song we love, Uncle?
Uncle Albert. That was Paul McCartney before he formed the Wings.
And his wife, they wrote it together.
They started to get ready to form the Wings. Yeah.
Whenever that comes on, we're like, shh. Because we have to sing to it.
It's very Beatles-like.
That is, I guess.
Very
yeah.
Beatles-like, yes.
Hands across the water.
That's why I always say that.
And what's about the butter pie?
Mike says they were rubbish. Check the Bee Gees. That's a whole different
but
genre.
He's
that's
younger,
disco.
Yeah. Oh, they did a lot of good stuff.
It was disco, though, really. In reality, it was disco era of the Bee Gees. So let's not play around.
And aren't the Pet Shop Boys from over there?
I'm not going to try to figure that.
West End girls.
Oh, no. We can't sit here and start dividing where everybody was from. All right? Jesus balls. Because you got a lot of Canadians, too, that we don't even know that they're there.
Oh, who's saying the band that we love that says
Loverboy.
Things about working hard for the week?
Loverboy. I just said it.
Okay. Loverboy.
You remind me of that Mom episode. Hey. We're looking for that special popcorn over upgrade. No, it was the one with that guy's face on it. Over it. I just said it. And you still kept going.
Sorry.
Are you sorry, Uncle Albert?
Hmm?
Are you so sorry, Uncle Albert?
I am. And what is the butter pie? That's the one thing I'd like to know.
Song said that. And he had to have some butter pie. And then some guy goes, butter pie? And the guy goes, the butter won't melt, so he put it in the pie. That's what it is. All right. Be good now.
Butter goes in pies.
Shuffle. We're moving on. 814. We're not going to go down this road or the callers. The call line will explode. But you will blow up. 814. You are calling
there. Welcome to the show.
Commonwealth, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much.
Hello. And who are we speaking to?
Hi. This is Amy from Pennsylvania.
Yes, Amy. How are you doing? I just thought of you the other day.
Oh, I'm hanging in there right now, just trying to play out the old job.
Yeah.
Oh, so I start on the 17th of January.
That's right around the corner. And?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
Are you feeling a little dubious about that new job?
Am I feeling what?
Dubious, you know, doubtful. We're, you know.
I know, I'm just a little nervous, I guess.
Yeah. And what would you like to know?
Yeah, how about a one-sentence question?
I just want to make sure, do you see everything going well? me going down there and training.
And even if it isn't going to go well, by you knowing that, you are going in there, which will already, now this is like putting a mirror up to a mirror and seeing all the mirrors inside there. By knowing that, you can go in with a different mindset, thinking this is not perceived to go well, so I will be prepared for that, and then you can overcome it. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe not. Okay. All right, here, I need a moment while I lay these out. Jim will jibber-jabber with you a little bit.
Will I? No, yeah. I was kind of only half on this conversation because the other half of me is over here doing Facebook. See, a lot of the Blog Talk folks may or may not know that we also simultaneously are doing a Facebook Live broadcast. And I have a computer here. We don't need that for the broadcast because we have our phone using it. But I do it so I can go in there and kind of chat with the folks, moderate, and kick out the scammers. We get them.
Oh, incidentally, I went through that chat log last night. There are many that are putting messages like where it says reply. That's where they're putting a lot of their
I see that.
Scamming.
I still see it.
That they put a reply.
Yeah, well, no matter what happens, I see everything.
I deleted quite a few last night.
Yeah, I just ban them. It hides them on their own, whatever it does, but I just ban them.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Cards are going down. So what's your weather been like the last few days?
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, boy, was it got cold. Today, it was very cold. It was frigid temperatures. People have been out without power. Yeah.
Oh, that's the problem. That's
today
where...
warmed up to 28. Now, tomorrow's supposed to be 42, so that's going to be like a heat wave compared to what the last couple of days were.
Oh, yeah, 42, above freezing.
You know,
that's
it's tragic, the many that were killed, like in upstate New York. But come on, people, we don't go out shoveling in a blizzard. We don't snow blow.
There are a lot of folks making bad decisions.
Bad decisions.
Bad.
You don't get in your car and have snow go all the way over the car, and now you're going to die of, what is it, carbon monoxide poisoning?
Yeah, it's that, or if the car doesn't run, you'll die of hypothermia eventually. You know, there's lots of things that kill your ass.
Okay,
there.
Now, here's for Amy. Amy, I think it's going to be a very pleasant workplace for you, okay? There's going to be aspects of your work that you shouldn't talk about. Is that normal for what you do?
Yes.
Okay, so there is secrecy around this. And, oh, there's a healthy grapevine over there. But you know what? It doesn't mean you have to participate in it. You know, like, isn't it funny, Jim, the many years you put in the Navy, what would come as scuttlebutt or down the grapevine, so often it was true.
99% of it was.
Yeah. But the best thing to do is for you to be Switzerland, you know, stay out of any kind of controversies and stuff until you really know the lay of the land over there.
Yeah, I've always... with new jobs, not like I've had 100 of them, but I've had a few, and I've always been very, very open and friendly, but I do not touch any brings up a controversial subject, like, I don't know. I know who that is.
Yeah.
And, Thank you very much.
I want you to know, though, that you're going to be held in very high professional and personal esteem. You come with great references. And you're going to make some very nice, like, female friends to lunch with. And,
those are my favorite. Yeah. Well, I'm a guy. Anyway, go ahead. Back to the reading.
Jim admitted you're just a man whore.
I'm a hoa. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. It is going to be really nice for you, Amy. I know you have trepidation right now, wondering, oh, God, what if I'm making a move that isn't going to feel good and I'm going to dread? You're not. You're not going to dread it. The training should be a walk in the park for you, all right, because you have a lot of expertise, you're very sharp, and you're not some ditzy blonde or redhead, and I hate to hate to call them out, but...
And it's the stereotype.
Yeah.
I mean, we just throw that out because everybody's familiar with that stereotype. Obviously, hair color, stupidity,
no,
they don't matter who's what.
But no, hon, you're going to be very well received. So I can't wait to hear from you, like on the night of the 17th or the 18th or the 19th. But we'd love to hear how it goes for you.
All right.
Here
okay.
You go.
Thank
Betty,
you.
Betty,
Very quickly
before you depart, I am going to give you your healing angel card reading for the road. Subject is fear. I, Archangel Michael, am here to help you through the present time. I love you. I protect you and keep you safe. Trust that all is well. Accept my love and allow it to dissolve your fear.
Aww.
So there's
one
fear.
That is so wonderful.
It sounds like instead of having Nationwide on your side, you got Archangel Michael on your side.
All right.
That's what I need.
That's what everybody needs. Hell,
be in touch and happy new year if we don't hear from you before.
I will.
True that.
All right, okay. Happy new year also.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Before we go to the next, I would like to make a quiet little announcement.
That's good because I got to.
Lisa's on board.
I got to get back.
She's in the queue, so stand by. It's going to be another one of those nights.
One of those nights.
But I got to tell you, I've been having the time of my life with all of you. Okay.
Sounds like the song from Dirty Dancing. I've had the time of my life.
You got a really good day job.
And I like the parody version I had where the guy, they said, I'm having an affair with your wife.
Was that locally when they said that?
Yeah, and we owe it all to you. All right, let's go to the next crowd. I like comedy. We're going to go to 614, which is in the state of Ohio.
Ohio.
A little particular. Go.
Hello there.
Go. Ohio.
Hello. It's Bill Saint from Ohio.
Hi. And your name, I didn't quite catch. Did you catch it?
So
who?
Bilson.
Oh, that's right, Bilson. You know what I got
to
say?
The computer doesn't like her to say it fast.
I know.
Isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's every time you say it really fast, it goes,
we don't get
But I hear it, and I'm like, I know it.
I've got to say that many years ago when I was in the United States Army, and I was, the nicest people I ever met came from Ohio. They weren't crazy. They weren't weird. What about you, Jim?
I'm trying to think. Weird isn't always bad, so don't say that.
No, I do love weird.
Yeah, don't
people.
Say weird.
No, crazy. Well, crazy.
Well, even crazy is cool. As long as they're not weird or crazy in a criminal way, that's fine.
They were nice.
Yeah.
Very. And Pennsylvania.
Or party animal. Crazy is cool.
But people from Texas, woohoo, I don't know. They're on another planet.
Well, it's such a big state there. It depends on where in Texas, you know?
All right. Well, let's get back to Wilson.
Yeah.
How are you doing there, hon? How's everything?
Everything is good. I'm just doing the usual. I had a question about another coworker that I'm seeming to have issues with, and her name starts with a V. I was just wondering if you could tell me what are the root of her issues with me?
Okay.
I
got to tell you, that is like one of the top 10 applications of this method. Find out with somebody you work with how they really feel about you. You know, there's a lot of barracudas out there. Who is it that
Barracuda.
Called us?
Barracuda. Great heart song. Great heart song.
Into that one.
Damn, great heart song.
But we've had recent people that called that were worried they were going to get fired because their coworker was doing stuff on the download to try and get their job. So the cards showed.
They probably watched too many movies where they see people do this stuff in movies and they get away with it, creating false rumors, creating, ooh, this person is doing this bad job. But it's like, in reality, sometimes the bosses aren't that idiots. They're like,
yeah, they know.
You're full of crap. Okay, but anyway,
Wilson, what does she do or what do you think she's doing? Or,
I really don't know. All I know is I personally, like, she's really bossy. I don't know if she's just like that in general, but to me, I feel like she asks me to do things a lot when it's not really her place to do that. In her position, and I'm just like, and she complains about me to my manager. basically on a regular basis. So.
Yeah, see, now that if that manager, unless that manager has his buried in the depths of his anus, he's going to see this. The person's constantly complaining about, you know, this is crap. If I'm a manager, eventually I'm going to be like, you know,
come on,
get out of my office. Get out of my office. All right, you made your point. Hit the road. I got this.
That's the thing. As a whistleblower, you got to be very careful.
Well, she's not whistleblowing. She's just pissing and moaning.
I guess tattletailing.
Whistleblowing is like a whole different ballgame. That's protected federally.
Yeah.
That's like somebody's really breaking a law. Not like somebody is not doing their job properly or whatever. Yeah.
But it is good to find out what is their motive.
Yes, what is their motive?
Their agenda.
What is their agenda? Yeah. And sometimes it's just they're just unhappy people and they want some other people to be unhappy with them. Let's see here. The cards are going down.
Well, here's my wonder, what I'm wondering.
Mm-hmm.
She's under you, correct? Or is she just...
so to speak.
You know, yeah.
Well, I think we're like, she has more... Like, she's registered, whereas I'm not yet, but we're both, like, at the same, we have the same job title, so.
Then who cares if they got different educations or whatever.
She really is just a bossy sort. She's very committed in terms of getting the work done, but this girl needs to stay in her lane, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that phrase.
Right.
Stay in your own lane.
Right. She's trying to supervise you.
There's a lot of people out there that automatically want to try to do that, even though they're equivalent. They think they're not. First of all, you're new, and like you said, they might have an extra qualification or two, but it's like, you know what? Hey there, Tootsie Pop. I'm going to HR. We're even. The only thing you got on me is years, but that doesn't give you power over me.
But she's got some kind of credential, but...
Yeah, well, she can, you know, she can stick that credential where the sun doesn't shine.
Yeah, I'm not... she's not really trying... get under your skin. She just thinks that, you know, she's like the queen of the workplace.
Oh, and there's a lot of people. I work at a place that has 33,000 employees.
Yeah.
And there's some people that get these degrees, these certifications. I don't even know what the hell they are. And I see them in their email and they put like these abbreviations, ASRFU. And I'm like, what the frick is that? And I look it up and it's like, it's like they have a degree in paperclip counting or something, like some shit like that, and they advertise it, and it's like, oh, I should bow to you, you know? Yeah. So right. I'm on board with you. I sympathize.
Yeah, and I wouldn't try to pay her much mind, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
If you can help it. And, you know, you could be kind of sarcastic and say things back to her like, hey there, gal, I got it. I'm on it, you know? Make it seem like...
I do little things like that, and all it ends up doing is biting me in the butt, because the manager is like, please try to get along with her. That's the conclusion they came to. Like,
is that manager a male or a female?
A female.
Uh-huh.
Well, that manager needs to maybe grow a little bit of a pair is all I'm saying, because they need to quit trying. That's a manager doesn't like conflict. They want to bury their head in the sand or put, you know, oh, please don't bring me conflict. But you know what? That's part of your job there, dumbass, being a manager. You got to deal with that stuff.
It is. That is true.
Try to get along is not the solution there, dickweed.
Okay, you want
to... So the only way that we can get along is if I just listen to everything she asked me to do. That's literally the only way.
And that is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Yep, well, you know what? Doing it out here. All right, here we go. This is a long one, and... I don't know that this is job-related, but she has a life with other things going on. Subject is vision.
All right.
A positive outcome requires a positive vision. Visualize everyone involved in your present situation surrounded by light and love. Make sure to include yourself, though. Your love has the power to influence and transform the current events. So I don't know exactly how you interpret that with this. I think it just means hang in there. Have faith. But I think it's the faith thing.
Yeah, and you can also...
take the high road.
Yeah.
And you're smart enough to know what not to do, so don't do that.
And
don't do
know,
the things that you should not do in this situation.
Also, you can kill her with kindness. Say to her, Oh, I just love those shoes you're wearing. People, women love to have their shoes complimented.
Yeah, those are awesome. Just the other day, I saw a pair sitting on a trash can just like that.
Oh, yeah. You're so passive aggressive. But, you know, the more you butter her up that way, it's not really ass kissing. It's using strategy.
No, she already, I don't think I can stomach buttering her up because she already told on me like twice. We're at this point, we're just enemies. So we're mortal enemies, and that's just how it's going to be.
At least you know where you stand.
Yeah, that's right.
It's, you know what? It's better. It's good to know who your enemies are and your friends are than not to know.
One question. This may seem really from left field. Is she straight? You know, sexually?
What's her sexual orientation?
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Yes. Oh, my God. I knew it. Because she is also sexually attracted to you, and you're not responding to any of the signals. Telling you, there's a thing about all the sexuality that runs. It's like a fabric that runs through everything.
So when somebody, if a guy cuts me off, he wants to get in my shorts when I'm driving down the road. Is that why he did it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm just curious.
No, but he's letting you know when he cuts you off that he's going faster than you, and he has a bigger penis than you do.
But how would he know if we didn't have a size comparison?
I don't know. I'm sure Filson didn't call up for all of this.
But
that's really what's at the bottom of it. She wanted you initially to be aware of her advances.
I was aware of them. I just ignored them because I don't swing that way.
True that.
Well, like we used to say in the Army, we'd say, I'm sorry, but if it ain't hanging, I don't want it. We did.
Yeah, but you know, in the workplace today,
what?
You don't even want to go down that road of sexuality and stuff in the workplace today.
Oh, that could be the card up your sleeve.
Or she hasn't actually, but you don't want to be the one to open that door because they can get you fired in a heartbeat.
No, but
all right.
Anyway, that's at the
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck. And let us know.
Well, they always say it's good to keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yeah, they do.
Because at least you know where they are and what they're doing.
What did Lyndon B. Johnson used to say? I'd rather have them in my tent pissing out rather than outside my tent pissing in.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I mean, at least they're not going to sneak attack you from behind if you keep your enemies close. All right, move on because that list it gets huge and shrinks. We're going to. Area code 229, Georgia 229. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Yes. Oh, hello.
Melvin,
must be Melvin.
Melvin.
Hello, Melvin.
Lord, it's a lot going on with me, but I didn't have a good holiday.
Aww.
I didn't have a good holiday, and my kids. I don't know what's wrong with. And my grandkids, they didn't show up. My kids didn't show up. And I was going to give my kids a present, and they didn't show up. And my daughter and my two sons, I just throwed in the towel with them. And they seem like they don't want to have nothing else to do with me. And I raised them from the ground up. I had permanent custody of these kids. And But my grandkids, they run up to me, granddaddy. But even some of my older grandkids, they don't even talk to me. And I just had a sad Christmas, but I try to not be negative about it. And I just, you know, that's their loss, you know, because I had gifts for them that I was going to give them. I had prepared a meal for them. And then my son, Tamane, something wrong with him because we talked on the phone and I basically got cussed out on Christmas Day from him. And, I just want to know, what the hell wrong with them? And is they going to start treating me the way that I deserve to be treated?
Okay, Melody.
Or do I just need to lead them the hell along?
I'm going to look into this, but I got to tell you. There seems to be an epidemic of this parental, no, it's like offspring alienation toward parents. We had a lady last night call us whose son hasn't spoken to her in 10 years. 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen...
Go ahead. Yeah,
I haven't even seen two of my granddaughters and since 2015 when my son died. And now they're 12 and 9 years old. My son, Tamane, two girls. I haven't even seen them. And I don't know the girl, mama. I don't know their mother. And they won't tell me. And I'm just tired of them, really. They depressed me. I'm trying to get a kidney, trying to get back healthy, trying to get back on the football field. And
right.
I'm trying to get, you know, in a relationship with a nice, good woman. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to pull me down no more. And I
didn't want it. You focus on yourself for right now. You're not alone. Yeah, there's so many, and I'm in it. I'm one of them. I have two sons that won't even tell me what I did, and they won't speak to me.
But it hasn't
and
been.
They're like 40 and 42 years old.
But at least it hasn't been, you know, this many years.
No, it's
so
been
far,
since July.
So
yeah.
Far. You know, there's no end in sight, so we'll see for that. You're right.
Well, I really think, hon, if you leave them alone, that's going to be hard to do. But your cards are showing that you should take the path of least resistance here. And that is by, well, it's like you're in a tug of war, okay? What's the best move, the winning move in a tug of war? Well, in a situation like this.
Yeah, don't use tug of war.
Let go of the rope. Just let it go. In this situation, you're in a no-win spot for right now. Let it go. And I am going to hope from what I see here that your children and grandchildren will gravitate back to you. In the meantime, take care of Melvin.
Yeah, you have to look out for number one or there will be no Melvin around, you know.
Yeah. And I know you probably got a bushel basket full of things you'd like to say, but you know, the more we say this stuff, the more they alienate us, so we're gonna have to just stay quiet. But
yeah.
I want you to know you've got a nice lady coming to you in 2023. This is a wonderful lady full of love, and she is going to just treat you like the king you are, Melvin. Seriously. And we have a very full list tonight, so I can't go into too many details.
But you can call back tomorrow.
Yeah, try again so we can cover something else.
Yeah, we can only go so far, but we got to give you your healing angel card reading, and then we got to move on.
So for right now, Melvin, just back off. Leave them be. Leave them be. All right, go ahead.
All right, subject is trust.
Treat me like that.
Subject is trust. All will work out well. I know you're like thinking, yeah, right. Your angels are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. Trust in the healing power of our love, the angels. We love you more than you will ever know. So at this point, you got to just look out for Melvin and put your trust in your faith and let that other stuff work itself out on its own because you've done all you can do, I think.
I do. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, all you can, and at a certain point, if they're being jackwads, they're going to perceive any attempt you make to heal anything the wrong way because they're just jackwads. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's sad. We feel for you, Melvin.
And it is heartbreaking.
But maybe next holiday, you know, when you have a bad holiday season, you say, you know what? Screw that. Next one's going to be better. So that's, you know, that's the only thing you can look forward to, I think, as far as holiday seasons. But good luck to you. And don't be a stranger. Call us back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Honey, take care. Happy New Year. It can only get better from here.
Take
care.
Yeah, that's the way we ought to look at life sometimes.
Yeah.
Life is sometimes tough. All right. We're going to 919.
That is really tough situation.
Down in North Carolina, 919. Neighbor to the south.
North Carolina. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. This is Kay in Georgia with the North Carolina number.
Yes, I remember your situation and all. How's it going?
Well, I haven't heard from Karen. My birthday's Wednesday. We haven't communicated.
Tomorrow?
But Thursday. I'm sorry, not Wednesday. Thursday.
Well,
my birthday's Thursday.
Close.
Yeah.
You haven't communicated, Yeah.
No, haven't heard anything. The other person, the stalker, she's still looking at stuff. But, I mean, there's no communications or anything like that. So I think I frightened her enough away so that she does not go bother me. But Hello.
So one sentence question. Where would you like Deb to look at in the card?
Yes.
Or
I would like to look at job. The job that I have, the one that I mentioned to you, working with the NBA basketball team, it is really, I mean, it's slow right now, but I'm excited about it. And I'm just wondering, do you see it going to the permanent status in early 2023?
Oh, good question.
That's cool.
Yes. Oh, listen. What are the odds, as far as you know? Is it still pretty iffy?
I haven't really heard a lot, anything different. I mean, like I said, it's going kind of slow. And I know it's because of the holidays. It's just been a struggle to get people to respond timely on different things. But
sure.
I'm still continuing to just do what I need to do.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Doing it now.
Yeah, cards going down. I'm monitoring some things doing my side job here. I got to watch the show. Heard stuff like that. Alrighty. Odds are kind of iffy, but you still have your hopes. And somebody's got a job.
Yeah, and what exactly do you do? It sounds interesting.
I'm the legal operations and contracts manager.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of talk about your position. And what I feel is they don't want to lose you. So
that's good.
Has this been temporary and now it could go permanent? Is that where you're at? Or
yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
They don't want to lose you. So what do you think, Jim?
I'm curious. So now it was a temporary job. Did it have an expiration date or a decision point date?
It's temp to perm, and they were looking at maybe three or so months before it would lead over into perm. But I know that's just a matter of having to wait until the new year.
Fiscal year and all that. I got you. Was this like a new position that was created that you have filled, so you're not competing with anybody?
Oh, no, I'm not competing with anyone.
Okay, so it's like some new thing, and they said, well, if we like it, you're the one. If not, you know, you understand, right? I guess. Okay. What do you got, Deb?
What I've got for you is that right now there's a lot of question marks around this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of desire to keep you. And if they can swing it, you're going to be in like Flint, whoever that is.
Yeah, we looked that up. Let's not go there. We don't want to waste your time reading on that.
And they would keep you there. If something happens and they can't make it permanent yet, believe me, it's not for
you. It has something to do with maybe their administrative issues,
right.
Budget, HR, jerkwaz. Right. No, HR, they're all jerkwaz. just kidding.
Right.
Just kidding. Love you, HR.
Right. I don't even think it's really a dollars and cents issue at this point. It just has to go through channels is what
right.
it is.
Understood.
So,
Understood. Okay, perfect.
Stay positive with it because
I will.
Nothing to lose really and everything to gain.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially since it's not contained. With the person,
that would be.
It could be or it might not be, but if she's not competing with the person, she's just competing with the company, which can be its own worst enemy sometimes. Companies that can be.
Yeah, I think that too. Her makes it look really nice for you. So now we
wonderful.
Right.
And here is your healing angel card reading, but not all the cards are about healing. Sometimes they're inspirational.
Yeah.
Well, you'll skip. Subject is courage. You have what it takes. Just do it. We, your angels, are here to support you.
There you go.
Wonderful.
So bring lots of
courage. Have courage and I think a lot of faith. You can transfer
a lot of faith into the new year.
Faith and manifestation, optimism.
Yep.
And you could use a million different other words.
And I'm so glad that you called. So take
Brilliant.
Care.
Thank you so much.
Have a good
Thank
new
you.
Year.
You're very welcome.
And we'll look for you
Thank
in
you.
2023. Okay?
Yes. Yes. Thank
All
you.
Right. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I love your cheerfulness. That lady is so sweet.
She is. She is indeed. All righty. Our next caller is... Oh, we usually get a lot of them. Sometimes it goes for a while. We're going up to the great state of New York. 631, welcome to New York.
Oh, hi. This is Suzanne.
Hello, Suzanne.
Welcome.
Haven't heard from you in a minute or two.
It's been a wee bit.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Same to you.
And what's happening in your little corner of the world?
I'm doing pretty good, but I just applied for a bus company. I need a miracle because it's really the money I need to make. And I just applied to them today. Do you see them calling at all?
All right. That's another excellent
those
question.
Those are great questions, yeah, especially when you just start doing it, when you just apply. You're like, where's that going to go?
Yeah. So, all right, give me a moment here, Suzanne, and I'll get right to you with that meeting.
Yeah, and I got a question. Do you know any details about how many positions they need or anything specifically, or did they even advertise any positions, or did you just go cold
well,
turkey?
Well, what happened was I worked for them for a summer, but I quit because I went to a teacher aid job, but then I tried to get back in August. They hired me, but then they said, the big boss said no, but then I just tried again today, and it's going to be a miracle. But I'm trying because I need the money for that type of work.
Okay, what happened there, Suzanne? What, something went down that the cards are showing. Were you not getting along with them, or it looked like there was some kind of...
No, not at all. I got along with them great. Nothing went bad.
Then why wouldn't he take you back?
Because I had worked two summers and I had quit two summers, but I only worked summers.
Okay,
so
I see now what the thing is. There is a concern that you would jump ship again.
But I wouldn't.
But I think they're really looking for people.
Right, well, we know that, but you know, the employers have different mindsets on stuff.
Yeah, and you need to just impress on them that you're not going to leave. I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah, right.
I know, but I need for them to call me. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to call again.
I've read various articles written by...
Yeah, it all depends,
and
too.
It does, but the squeaky wheel does get the grease.
I called them, like, when they said no end of August, I called them again, like, a month later, and they said no, so I don't want to call again. You know what I mean?
It's December now. So you called them what, in the fall? I'd call them again. It's winter.
I would call them again.
It's a new season. I'd call their ass.
Yeah. And just say, hey, I'd really like to come and work for you.
Especially
people.
At least in the beginning of the year. 2023 is a new year. Say, hey, it's a brand new year. How are you doing? What do you got?
Well, do you think they'll call me, though, instead? I just applied.
I don't think they're going to call you. I think you're going to have to really put some effort into this.
Okay.
To make them a little crazy. That you just won't go away. That will show them that you really want this job.
Obviously, you're very serious, and they can appreciate that as dedication.
Especially with so many businesses these days not being able to hold on to people.
People are all like, you know.
So, yeah, if I were you, that's what I would do. If you are really determined to get back in there, what have you got to lose?
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got a good card, Suzanne?
I have a card. It's interesting. It's a very interesting card, and it makes us even more mysterious. The subject is of her healing angel card is divine mystery. You, along with the sun, earth, moon, and stars, are part of one creation, a divine mystery unfolding each moment. Be present and feel the power of now. Be in the moment and witness the wonder of it all. So she's got a lot of things. Basically, her future is like unraveling in a good way, not in the negative way.
I might have a better card for you than that, Suzanne.
What, did you drop something?
It dropped. It fell on the floor. You've got seven of diamonds fell on the floor. And this is a card of like aggressive talk. Hmm. So this is actually confirming that she needs to call them constant. And I got to tell you, my late husband, and this is true, he called this this government person that he wanted to get hired by. He called him every 3 days for like 6 weeks. And that guy was like, oh, my God, then Daryl, get in here. Well, yeah, and I mean, he made him crazy. He was like, yeah, hey, here it is. I'm Daryl here again. I'm going to get this job, and you're going to give it to me.
But they have to look at that long-term persistence as, let's interview that person, because if we like them and we hire them, they're probably not going anywhere.
Well, here's the thing. He had worked with him when he was active duty Navy.
Understood. I remember that.
Remember? He was like a higher-up lieutenant commander.
Yeah. Yep.
And Daryl would argue with him all the time about, Daryl was a gas turbine electrician, I think it is.
Nope. He wasn't a GSE. I think he was an M mechanic type.
Anyway, this guy was his superior.
For sure.
And they would fight all the time. And Daryl would say, then put it in writing, because I don't think what you're telling me, you're ordering me to do, is lawful. And a lot of them hesitate to do that. Because once it's in writing, you know. So,
all right.
So look at Daryl's situation was even more dire than yours, in the sense that he was relentless. So if you put a little bit behind your desire, I think they're gonna to just get rid of you.
Oh, especially now that you just recently applied, it's time to start calling.
Yeah. About the status of your...
Yeah, and we're not talking twice a day or something like that. But once a week is not out of the question. Some people don't like
it. No, but I mean, if they can hire me, why call? You know what I'm saying?
Because there's a lot of... Well, I don't know. The card said that quit before, and they're probably, when they have openings, they probably got to consider a lot of different folks.
And it
like
made
that.
You look unreliable in that respect.
Yeah, no big deal.
So
it's repairable, Deb said. It's repairable.
It just seems arbitrary.
You just have
if it was repairable, then they did hire me end of August, you know, even though, and then I did all the paperwork, I was even training, and then I was supposed to go in for training again the next day, and they called me and said, oh, the boss that was here before then, he put in that you couldn't work here because you quit. So, and then I called again to ask why, and that's what they said. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yes, you have to say, but that was back then.
Things
change, different bosses have different problems that come up, and they have to change their mentality on employees and then hiring. It doesn't hurt. You have nothing to lose, is the bottom line of calling. I know.
Yes. Well, Suzanne, give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. And
you know,
definitely keep in touch.
Yeah, and be pleasant, but be forceful, like.
Yeah, persistent, not
yeah.
for. Yeah, be persistent.
That's what I mean, persistent.
But, hey,
I'm dying to come back.
Yeah,
and work
this would be
there.
Great, and I would like to do it forever, my forever job. Yep.
Really humble yourself.
we're still maintaining yourself.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Suzanne.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
and I can also pray that they'll call me.
Well, obviously, that's the best case scenario. That's the lottery. That you don't have to do anything and you get a call.
Yep. All right. Well, to have a happy new year, or at least
happy new year.
No, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now it's time.
Well, we don't know. We're going to area code 520, which is in Arizona. 520, with whom are we speaking?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello there. It is our Arizona correspondent.
Are you? She likes to talk to us while she's traveling.
I know. Are you living in your car?
Well, remember, it's 3 hours behind.
No, they're only an hour.
Practically,
Hey, Lisa, are you Mountain Time or West Coast Time, Pacific Time?
I think we're Mountain Time. I think that's what it is.
So you're 2 hours behind. So you're a little bit after 6 o'clock.
Yes. Uh huh.
Well, there you go.
For
that
sure.
would be the time of the mountain. All right, go ahead.
So, what brings you to the show?
Yeah. Well. I don't know when I talked to you yesterday. I think I talked to you in the evening. But prior to that, I was so inside myself, I was so wasted on the energy of being, you know, kind of lovesick, emotional sick. So what I did was I deleted his number completely. I didn't block it. I was like a minute away from blocking it because I thought, I don't know what's going on here. This is too messy, and I don't want to hang myself high. You know, I don't want to lose myself in this. And so I didn't, you know, call or text or anything. Plus, I was really busy. And this morning, you know, we have that adjoining laundry room. And so he hasn't washed clothes or done laundry for weeks when I do it. Well, this morning he threw open the door and was there, you know, and we started talking, and he was doing his laundry at the same time I always, and the way he was eyeballing me, it was, you know, looking at my boobs and just so friendly, and
hey, we know when you guys are looking at our boobs, we know that. Oh, so did this turn into a moment?
No, because I'm not alone right now.
Oh, that's right. You have a grandson with you.
Indeed. Indeed.
Oh, then there shall be no interesting, colorful conversations about shower curtains tonight.
And you know what?
Unless we do it on our end, and she can just go yes or no responses, right?
We have
exactly. That's the way we'll have.
Yes, there's hundreds of people.
We can treat her like she's on a witness stand. She, yes or no responses, you know? Hey, does your short term still look like they're having some anal sex? No. But she can say yes or no, her grandson won't know. Right? Grandson's not, he's none the wiser.
Close the door, Kirsten. There you go. Thank you. We just arrived home. I was on the Santa scavenger hunt, and so anyway,
all righty. Well,
what is your question for me anyway?
Yeah, can you narrow it down to a specific question?
Yeah, what do the cards show?
Okay, did you two...
About your current situation, right?
Yeah, when you were in the laundry room, did both of you decided to go your separate ways or...
No.
You know,
No.
So you guys didn't really talk...
No. There was all this energy where it was exceedingly exciting and it was exceedingly exciting. Then when he saw my grandson, he shouted out his name and greeted him. Like, I gave him a big parade, and my grandson, you know, was there, and we were talking, and it was just so sweet and wonderful, and it felt so good, and it felt so right, and he was telling me, you know, my neighbor, he said, I'm going to build us a big clothesline in the back, and I was saying, well, you know, it's probably not a good idea, because there's not a lot of sun back there, so it was just wonderful. It was wonderful. But before my grandson appeared in the laundry room, like I said, he had not washed his clothes at the same time I had washed my clothes for many moons. And now all of a sudden, yeah, I was washing my clothes and my grandson's clothes, and then he threw open his door, and he was, you know, like this huge, giant smile on his face, like he was going to give me a bear hug. And then we just started talking, and it was great. But, you know, his eyes were all over me, and then it was just this huge smile. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm sinking. I wanted to tell him. If my grandson hadn't been there, I was about to tell him, you know, I'm really confused by all this. I don't know what's happening, but I couldn't tell him that.
Lisa, he's confused, too. He's come to care for you. It's right here in black, white, and red.
Yeah, well, I guess black and red are the main colors, but yes.
You know, you seem like a really direct lady. Have you ever thought of just putting it out there as a question like, hey, Are you, could you possibly be bisexual? And let him think about it.
Is that really the what you're looking for, though?
Well, I think he wants her in the worst way, but he's terrified that she will reject him. But I think she's also giving him signals that she will not reject him. And
well, you know what? I believe we did that three-hour talk the other night, and at one point in the three quarters into it, we were talking about our past relationships and blah, blah, blah. And then I said, you know, today I'm really, really scared of myself and making a bad decision. And I kept saying that. And finally he said, well, that's going to be up to you. And I,
decision.
What's a bad decision?
Go with him, you know, that I will end up crash and burning. And, you know, I'm into him. I think he knows I'm into him big time. And I feel like he's, you know, that way too. But I am very direct. It's just my grandson is now with me for the next several days.
And maybe this
for several days. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a good point to both for him as well to have some time to think about things and keeping it on the up and up. But I got to tell you, it's important to remember. One thing my grandma always stressed, she said the mind only knows what it thinks, and the heart only knows what it feels. So a lot of times people are in conflict between the mind and the heart.
Yeah, because one doesn't care about certain things that the other cares about, the mind and the heart.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not going to jump into anything. I'm taking it a day at a time. I am talking to, oh God, you know, a girlfriend about it. And I just, you know, as long as he's not a manipulator, that's what my girlfriend asked. Because he a manipulator is what she's asking me.
Why would he be manipulating you if he was only interested in other men? What would you be doing for him? Through manipulation.
Really
well,
close friend.
When your hand goes to that certain body part, you're manipulating. I'm not with my dancing right now.
I really think the two of you are building up to a, what do they call it in music? A crescendo? The music is building very intense, and then it reaches a peak. And it crescendos is what I think. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Like it's going to fizzle out?
See, Jim is in such a state over this because he wants.
Stop right now. Because.
My neighbor is here. My neighbor's wanting to give me something. Not my bat neighbor, but I have to give him money.
Did you guys exchange some services?
No, somebody delivered some tamales, and so I'm gonna hold on one moment, please. I'm sorry.
Do what you gotta do.
Is it $45, Garrett? Okay, thank you so much.
You realize that we can make our own judgments about anything. This
I
is between the two of them. And then having affairs.
Hang everything you can smell.
That's not what it is. I say see it through to a point of completion so you will never have to drag that piece of baggage behind you, always wondering what might have or could have been. And until you reach that point, there's a lot of wondering.
That coin has a second side. There's a side of where things are pretty good, and then when you all of a sudden open a door and cross a line and it doesn't work out, you can destroy something that at least could have been a good friendship. So you got to figure out what's the risk and reward to you, right?
I'm a big risk taker.
You have to two hands out like it's a justice scale. You have a risk on one hand, reward on the other. You got to figure out, is this the time I go for the risk or not?
Yeah, but otherwise, guess what? You're going to spend the rest of your life looking back, wondering what could have happened.
Oh, and except all you have is a best friend for life. That's all you got. Oh.
Well, I'm not going to do a race to the finish like ready, set, go, and plunge into this. I'm just going to take it a moment at a time. You know, he has said things to me like, maybe we'll live here forever. You know, he said that a couple of weeks ago. And I just, you know, those kind of words like forever and I'll always be there for you. You know, he has said that too. But that's what my girlfriend says. And then I described what happened at Judy's house. And then she said, well, gosh, you know, is he a manipulator? You know, what's going on here? Because he kind of abandoned me at the dinner.
Well,
he did what?
Abandoned me. You know, he just kind of left behind dry.
You guys are not a couple. How did he abandon you?
It's a good question.
Jen.
See, that's the thing that I was talking with Deb. I was like, when you went there, and you told him some things like friend. You got pissed off when it looked like it wasn't friend anymore. And he's probably thinking, you said it was friend.
It would be here if that was the case. I have seen.
Well, then.
Yeah.
See, well, then what?
I'm
team penis with him. Okay. I think that this is an experience they are going to share, and their friendship is either going to get more flourishing or they're going to fall madly in love. That's where I think it's going. And
If they do what?
I can't believe when I saw him in the laundry room, I kept looking at him, and I thought, well, he doesn't look like a drooling monster. I was trying to make him into that in my memory of when I had last seen him. And I thought, I am so into this guy when I was looking at him in the laundry room, and he's coming on all charming and all over me, smiles, and his eyeballs all over me, and I'm doing the same with him. And I just, I'm so taken with him. And I'm not going to plunge into it. I mean, I will take my time. But I did tell him that night when we had the three-hour conversation. He said, okay, I'll never go back to Judy's again. I said, I'm not asking you to do that. I'm not asking for a commitment. Anyway.
Well, Lisa, here's the thing, too. You think maybe we women sometimes put a little too much on the actual sex act? I mean, men see it so recreationally in a lot of ways.
So do dolphins, they say.
Dolphins, really?
Yeah, they say they're the only other mammal like us that just
enjoys it.
Just do it for the sake of doing it. They don't pick a lifetime mate all the time.
But, yeah, so, I mean, if you're feeling really thirsty for this guy and he's thirsty for you, why does it have to be a life and death situation?
But he might not be thirsty for the whisker biscuit. All right, you got that?
Problem,
you get that, right?
I would not be able to go into this and then just say, okay, we had our fun. Let's go our separate ways. I couldn't.
That's the risk
before
I'm telling you about. Yep.
I'm so that, taken with him.
It's like, well, you were doing the money thing with the guy you did some services with. Me and Deb, I was talking about that risk-reward thing. There's a certain thing. Everybody has this. A lot of guys and women have certain relationships that are cool. But if you get to that point and you do something else, you got to look at the risk versus reward. It's like, ooh, that was a good night. But you might screw that up and never be able to talk to that person ever again and wish you would have not done that.
Oh, well, that happened with this.
That sucks when we're human. We have to make those decisions.
Yes, Lisa?
It happened with the handyman.
I'm your handyman.
You've got to remember my position in all of this.
Should have been James Taylor.
I've got to stay neutral. But which means as in not judgmental. But when I see something that's true and real, I do champion that in a reading. You know, the two of you are drooling for each other, but I think it's on a deeper level. It's more like intimacy. And did you ever think that you may have a spiritual essence that's kind of pushing you to help this man find his true happiness? Which is not, you know, sword fighting with another penis.
How the hell old is this guy? First of all, how old is this guy? roughly?
Well, we're in our 50s.
Yeah.
Deb?
What?
It's his not first encounter with a vagina before.
Well,
he's 50 frickin' years old. He is not crossed.
No, he told me he's been a gay man all his life, and that
all
was a few conversations
life.
Ago.
Yeah, he has been a gay man all his life, but I bet he is, it's not the first time that he met somebody he really liked that had a vagina.
And I think he really loves her from what I've seen here. And now he's wondering, oh, my God, I've always gone for the guy. Now there's this wonderful woman who nurtures me and you know, comforts me. And that's why I say grab his hand and jump off that cliff together.
Well, whoa.
Let's
try a different example. It sounds like death is the result. How about not jump off the cliff, all right? Maybe jump off the diving board into a pool, you know.
Something like that, right.
I want to very badly, but
No, I'm looking over here. I would love to know what our Facebook bookers are thinking and feeling. They're putting up a lot of emojis.
Well, here's the only thing. I mean, you keep every bit of advice you have given is sound if the person was heterosexual. This is a whole different dynamic. This is a guy that's as old as me. I mean, you're a little bit older. Deb's about 150 years old. I'm only like 50-something. So I'm closer to his age. But I'm thinking, if I'm a 50-something guy, and I've been doing this certain type of plumbing my entire life when I'm 50-some years old, I am not that freaking curious anymore at 50-some. Shut up. I'm not done talking.
Whose show is this here?
Oh, I am. It's my stage. If I am 50, I'm just 50 years old. If I am 50 years old and I've liked one certain type of genitalia for 50 freaking years, probably not going to switch sides of the buffet right now.
Really? But what?
But if I do it, it's probably not going to take. It's probably going to be like, it's a bucket list. Oh. I'm 50 years old. I must have a vagina before I lie.
You're making this seem too physical. Remember,
you were talking about their
relationship is on different levels.
Then who cares about the having sex? You keep telling them to have sex.
She's afraid she's going to crash and burn and be hurt. He's terrified that, oh, my God, I've been on the wrong team for, you know, all
you
these
You said
years.
He's terrified of that.
I see that.
Okay.
You mean he thinks he might hurt me?
Liz says, send for the plumber.
What, the handyman?
Well, this is the plumber, but I'm talking about the plumbing being different.
No, he's not. He does not want to hurt you. But he is so confused as to, why do I feel this way about her? I've only felt this way about men before, but this woman takes me to a place no other guy has ever taken me.
If this was like one of those weird-ass movies, like Hunger Games, I would say me and Deborah would put like billionaire bets out, and we would tell you, go out there and tell him how you feel and try to bet him. And I would like to see how it turns out because I think I'd be right.
You don't think he would go for it?
I think he might bang her once and then say, oh, that's off my bucket list.
Mm. Oh, see, then I would really fall into a million pieces. Because I'm not into it just for, I mean, he did, when we had the 3-hour conversation, he did mention something about sugar. I didn't bring it up. He was leading the conversation in those ways. He said something, I can't remember, but he said, sometimes we need our sugar. And, you know, he was referring to sex. And then he was telling me what he looked like in the shower, not dimensions. And I thought, why? You know, I said, I don't understand.
What does that even mean?
Because what would he tell her? I've got two legs, two arms, and, you know, what would he tell her about to describe him in the shower?
She said not dimensions.
Yeah, because last night I said, tell us the dimensions.
But she said not.
You men that are out there, you are now getting a glimpse of what we women do when we're together. We really have these kinds of in-depth conversations with each other.
You know, for me, it's the whole kit and caboodle. It's emotional. That's what it is. You know, the sex is really nice. I love the sex. And I can do lots of stuff during the sex. But it's really emotional, too. That's the big part. We have some really good conversations.
Yes, you do.
I
think going on that trip,
agree that.
They're planning a trip to
Who's
go
they?
To the ocean, she and the fellow. And I think once you are away from your lives and you're walking the beach, oh, boy, yipper.
Well, what I was going to
tell him. What?
What?
I'm not going to try and keep him on a leash. I was just going to tell him, do your thing while we're out here, and I'll do my thing, which is just sit by the water, and I ride my bike up and down. And because, you know, I'm not trying to keep him on a leash. No way, Jose. I haven't gotten that part.
He's
going to
want to start with her. He's going to – you –
Are we still talking about the same guy?
There's such charisma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you start talking about keep her and him? And what
they're going on vacation together, the two of them.
Okay.
They're going on vacation together.
To where?
And to the sea, to the ocean.
To the sea. I felt like we're singing Puff the Magic Dragon. Where are you going?
To the ocean.
Yeah, to the ocean.
Well, are you going to the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the Pacific Ocean? Are you going to the Arctic Ocean?
Pacific.
Yeah. Are you going to California?
Yeah, we just sit there and watch. I mean, I'm telling you.
San Diego, San Francisco. I'm just curious. That's
San Diego.
Probably.
San Diego. Good choice. Nice
and
choice.
You know what? Go ahead.
Yeah, do your thing is what I'm telling you. I mean, that's what I have in mind. I'm not keeping him on a leash. You know, this is like, I'll take him to more girlfriends' houses and see how this pans out. I want to see how he behaves. You know, I don't need to get someone that is going to play, I don't know. You know, I just need to see the whole person.
Hey, Jim, what you don't understand, and she's being incredibly honest about,
yes, but
is we women do this with men. We get them, we check them out.
But she just said, I'm going to take him to more girlfriends' houses.
Yeah, to see how he'll behave.
They don't have a relationship to do that yet.
Well.
They're friends.
And.
I don't take a friend, a female, to other people's houses like my parents' houses as a friend to see how they behave. You're on a friendship level. Why would you do that? You're a friend level. Why would you take it to other people's
houses?
But
he already knows what set me off at Judy's house. You know, so
you guys haven't really officially said we're a couple, right?
No,
right?
You know,
no. But when you first meet somebody, you don't say that either.
But you also don't take them to friends' houses to see how they behave when you first meet somebody.
I'm on her side with this. I think
of course
you
are, because you're two females.
Yes,
of course
and we are checking out men all the time on how they're going to act.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And if he's a grazer, and then you know, if he likes, you know, to flirt and do it, whatever, do it up, then I know to put him back into the friendship slot because that's not for me.
Well, there's the problem I have. You talk about when you do that with a boyfriend, right? You take him to other people's house, see how they behave. You guys are officially boyfriend, girlfriend. So if you take somebody that's just a friend, not a boyfriend, girlfriend, to somebody else's house, you know, how he behaves. You're in the wrong.
Like
she was in the wrong. What happened? She was in the wrong. What happened during Christmas? She was in the wrong.
I think she's already claimed him, and she's watching to see.
It's true.
See, we women understand each other. If only you guys could be a woman for a day. You know, and I told my husband.
If I could have been a woman for a day, I probably would have offed myself.
When I asked my husband how, you know what he said? He said, I'd be the biggest whore in town.
Well, not counting that physical part. Not counting all that. I'm just saying.
He did. He said, I'd be a big fat whore.
And I'm just saying, if I was a woman for the day and I had to change my brain around to think like you did, I can't believe you guys got on the same page on that. I can't even comprehend it.
We do, and
well,
I'm sure
you know,
other women
know. He already knows I'm very into him. I mean, that would be like me going someplace with him and I'm all over the men, you know, just like all over them. I mean, how would he like that?
But you are a freaking friend. You haven't had a boyfriend, girlfriend commitment.
Well, there's more going on between them.
It doesn't matter. You haven't officially announced a boyfriend commitment. If I go out with a chick, like, and I've done it, especially when you're really young, you go out with a chick and you really kind of like her, and she starts flirting with other guys, you have nothing to say. You can't say shit about that because you haven't announced anything official. you just said, I like you, let's go out, but you never made an official statement. If she goes out, like,
you know what,
guys, you can't get pissed off. You cannot get pissed off.
I like Jim. Actually, I like the way Jim thinks, because that's, it's not confusing. You know, this thing with the neighbor, it's very confusing to me.
It is. And I'm not trying to discount how you feel. I think you feel how you feel. But when you start making decision points about getting angry or not getting angry, I think you've got to step back and realize, what have we committed to? And if you have committed to nothing, you can't get angry if he flirts with another guy or chick when you're around. You can't. You can't do it.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you kid in your mind, but you can't physically get angry with a person that you have made no commitment with.
All right, well, I'm going to do something here. I'm going to lay these cards out another time for you, Lisa.
I like it.
Because you've become quite a, well, I don't know what we want to call her.
Well, I just, she's our
special guest.
She's our Arizona correspondent. Alicia in Arizona, welcome.
Well,
this is, I mean, we're not making light of you in any way.
Not at all.
This is a very
I know.
Complicated situation. It is. It's very complex for all parties involved. I make no light of this at all.
So let's
but
see
you know
it.
What, Jim?
If
we go to another friend's house, which I plan on taking him to a different girlfriend's house, and if he behaves the same way, that means he's very clueless and that there's a problem. And then he'll go back to square one and true the friend relationship, because I'm not going to be – I mean, I tell people my feelings, and I'll tell him my feelings. Look, this is the second time this has happened, and it doesn't work for me, and I'm not going to keep you on a leash. I'm not going to keep monitoring you. And we do not agree on how to behave socially.
Yep. Totally agree. And you know what? At a younger age, I have thought I had a – attraction, a bond with a certain females. I've gone to, you know, college, we've gone out, we had drinks, gone out, we've gone to places together, and then they go off and do something, and you know what, I'm pissed off, it makes me want to freak out, but I never made a commitment, we never had a conversation. I'm pissed, I don't want to talk to her again, but we didn't get to that point where I have the right to be pissed.
And I laid out the cards with the specific question, were the two of you going to do the dirty deed?
That's all she cares about. Deb, newsflash. Deb wants you two to have intercourse. That is her goal in life. That's all she wants. Deb likes details, though. If you guys have sex and you don't give her details, she will be devastated.
A woman will always give another woman details.
She will be devastated and she will cry.
I'm going to say that you will not at this particular juncture. I feel that you will not, because both of you right now are like at opposite ends of the spectrum. The friendship is really kicking both of you in the butt.
Yes.
If you know what I mean. You're having feelings, both of you, beyond the friendship. And at this point, I think continuing to explore this relationship, boy, are you going to pass out early.
And you know what?
He's
no, you know what?
Yeah.
If they were like 20 years younger, they wouldn't have all the, they wouldn't worry about all the consequences.
Yeah, they'd have done it already.
If you were in your 20s and 30s, you guys would have just done whatever.
Oh, we would have. Yeah.
When we're in our 20s and 30s, we're like, we know this.
You know what?
We don't care.
I think I met very few gay men, and maybe they were in the closet when I was meeting them. Who knows? But I never would have gone with a gay guy.
Right.
I never would have been interested, just as simply a friend, nothing more than that.
Yes.
Yeah. So there we are.
Yeah, but, you know, like you said, also back 20, 30 years ago, you wouldn't have weighed out all these things. You would just act on it. And we all acted on the impulse.
I would not have gone with a gay guy, for sure, but I didn't meet very many, and I don't think very many were proclaiming themselves gay.
They were not. And here's the thing, though. Sometimes we wish, we miss our youngness when we have to get all paranoid about making decisions. We just act on impulse and not care about the remorse.
Well, I want you to prepare,
though,
because I think there's a big difference of opinion coming up between the two of you. It's sure to come true. So by being prepared for it, you will be able to have the freedom to sidestep it. So if you feel like the two of you are getting into, like say you bring him to another girlfriend's house, he may not know how to behave now at all.
Especially when you guys, your relationship is basically gray.
Yeah.
It's not black and white. It's very gray. Let's be honest. It's a gray area.
Well, then I'll feel very complimented if he does feel that, if he does behave that way. And, you know, when we were at Judy's house, he was in the middle of the kitchen. It was a very narrow kitchen. And I was walking toward him to get past him, and he wouldn't move. And so I had to rub up against him, and he just stood there like that. And I thought, well, that's a sign of something.
I'm going to tell you, he is not exclusively gay. He may never go and become hetero, but he's definitely bi. And that's what's screwing up his head, really, because like he told you, he's always been a gay man.
But that does not benefit her, though, in the long run.
Well,
right?
They don't, at least for the ones I've had as clients and that I knew privately, you know, social life, they don't overlap these relationships. They may go, you know, like a guy dated me as a female for like 4 months.
Right, I'm just saying.
And then when we were done, then he went back to men.
Yeah, but she doesn't want that.
No.
That's the problem, right?
Well, if we go any further, no, I'm crazy about this guy. I really love him.
That's the problem. She doesn't want the little... a fling fling, and then he had to go back to...
No. I would...
He could be by devastated forever.
But is that what... She doesn't want that, though.
Why? Because he might still be attracted to me.
If you say, you're going to be my man forever, and he's bisexual, guess what that means?
Hmm.
He wouldn't be bisexual. Right? I mean, come on. Am I acting like a village idiot? If a guy says...
I understand. You know,
then she would no longer be bisexual. It'd be heterosexual.
We'd have to cross those. You know, why do we get involved then? You know, because
Lisa and this guy were to make a commitment. And what if the man said, hey, do you think on my birthday or Christmas, maybe I could get some oral sex from a guy and you could watch?
You know, and I would be totally pissed, and I would say, okay, I'm going to line up the men, and I'm going to do them all. That's how I would be so upset because
I would be upset. I agree with her. I would be upset with a guy, and a chick says, on my birthday, can I have lesbian sex every time? If I totally loved this girl, was committed with her, I'd be like, nah. You're a wife. You're not a playmate. You're a wife.
Yeah,
no, I'm not freaking lying.
He's lying because he told me he would allow it if he could participate.
Not a wife.
Yeah.
I'm talking like a chick playing. Not a wife.
You know what? At the same time, though, I would never want to harness him or keep him in a trap. And, you know, that wouldn't work either. So we'd have to have some really honest. If we ever got to this point where we could be that brutally honest, it would have to be brutally honest. If we ever got to the point where we said,
oh, I like that,
we wanted to make a long-term commitment or whatever, then I'd have to have that out on the table. All cards out. Forgive me, Deb. Cards out on the table. You know,
sure.
And just say, look, I'm not going to trap you. I'm not going to harness you. I'm too late in life to do that. You have to be sure in your head and your heart.
And I like
that this is the way.
Brutally honest. I like that term. We use that in the nuclear power world in the Navy.
What does it mean?
Brutally honest means don't try to, there's a problem. You got to solve it. Don't sugarcoat it.
Okay.
Brutally honest. Face facts.
All right.
Yep. Take accountability, exactly. And she was right. You have to put it on the table. That's it.
Do you think the two of you could sleep in the same bed together, just cuddling? I mean, I
guess.
Why do you keep doing that?
Well, because if they go on vacation, then there will only be one king-size bed.
She knows where I'm going. Well, yeah, that's what you should do. That's what you should do. Deb so wants him to bang you. That's all she wants. That's all she wants.
She wants him to do.
Oh, I know she does, but I'm just saying, I'm not on the guy side. I'm on the...
What side?
His sexual preference, that. I feel bad. I feel bad that you're trying to challenge a guy in his 50s.
So you're telling me if you've always been a Republican, you can't switch over to being a Democrat later in life?
Oh, what a great analogy. Let's go plumbing, banging, the politics. That's the analogy you want to use. There we go.
Oh my God,
how does that work? Come on.
You know, all this laughing.
Come on.
This is good for us to laugh.
What is it? You know what? We have to laugh. If we don't laugh, we go insane. And you know what? You know what the problem is, I think? All these shooter peoples, they don't laugh.
That's true.
These people that go into halls and snap and shoot people, they have their own little laugh about their situation.
Yeah, you know. You're
they
right.
don't. You have to learn. I've laughed at them. Deb hears me all the time. Call myself on a dumbass when I'm working, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got a lot. You got to assume, like, I just did a dumbass thing, laugh it off, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think talking about this, other people are interested. They may never admit to it, but I know they're listening. They want to try and figure it out, too, you know?
Oh, I don't actually have a position on what either one of you should do. I just give my opinion. And I see your opinion. Actually, I'm totally on her side, Lisa's side. She has a certain feeling for this person.
You know, I do have.
I just worry.
I do have to tell you, Lisa. This is a fact.
It could turn out bad.
This is a documented scientific fact.
Ooh.
That if he gets aroused when he's around you, after a while, he's going to develop blue balls. Great. And you know what?
But then what?
Well, they're saying he's going to.
Let her finish her statement, then I can talk.
The medical community has said,
bring it on.
Yes, you need to find a release because you don't want all of that backing up inside you.
Okay.
It can cause your testicles to get enormous.
So this guy at 50 years old has never had a release problem, right?
He's probably taking care of it on his own.
Oh, he's never. What do you mean on his own?
They say,
he's gay. He has gay lovers.
And I'm sure he masturbates, you know.
Or he never has to because he has a lot of gay lovers.
But he's on a dry spell now, I guess.
How do we know?
Well,
My bad. Oh, I'm sorry. A guy told her a thing that has to be true. My bad. I forgot. Because we don't lie, right?
This is going to end in disaster. And Deb, you think the jury's still out in a way that, but we both care deeply about each other. And I'm like, I must be nuts.
You are not.
No, you're not nuts.
You're coming out of your grief.
You're what most people, you're like most people that are out there.
Look at the time.
I already took care of it.
Yeah.
But no, you're not nuts. You are everybody. I talk to a lot of people like you. You're not nuts at all.
No,
you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of women say that most they can't meet anyone because most men are all the good ones are taken or they're gay. Well, guess what I've done?
Listen, I want to say one thing here, and nobody can dispute this, I think.
I'm standing by.
All right. If he was 100% honestly gay, he wouldn't even be risking anything in a friendship with Lisa. He would be.
Why?
Because he could tell she's got feelings, and he don't need it if he's gay. He doesn't need that. He'd want.
I know
her.
He knows that.
I can't argue her point. If I was like in a trial with her, I could not object.
Yeah, think about it.
If we were in a jury, I'd be like, I want to. I'm going to.
He would just be like, hey,
I cannot object. I cannot object.
He'd wave to her, hey, Lisa, good to see you. But he wouldn't entertain this deep friendship.
I could not object, but I could actually say, or maybe, like she originally said, he just likes to make everybody love him.
I don't know.
Some people like that. Some people are out there, not only like sexually, some people go on and want everybody to like them so much.
I was going to ask you, Lisa.
She said that he does.
Would you allow me to take down your phone number and text you? I mean, I never do it without asking.
I don't have it. She had. I
thought it was
I did not write it down.
Did you close off?
Go ahead. The only thing that's going on right now, big time, and I'm
I'm feeling horrible about this, because I'm on the phone this long and my grandson is here.
Yeah,
and
I'm not gonna do it now, but just to say hello.
She said she would text you.
Yeah, we'll make contact through text.
Okay.
All right.
She would not call you and ask about your shower curtain. She would just say,
I'd love you to take a picture of it and send it to me.
You got to take a picture.
Oh, gosh, I know. But,
you
know, I might be the only one.
Shower curtain.
What?
I might be the only one that sees that. For some
reason,
it doesn't matter. I started to think, I'm crazy. I thought,
it doesn't matter.
No.
I remember going through a lot of stuff in the Navy, security clearances. They look at these little pictures and tell us what you see, or draw another picture of what you see. Oh, it's okay. It's okay to see things that everybody else does not see. Remember those ink blot pictures?
Sure.
That was back in the 60s.
They do them now.
They always look like somebody having some kind of weird anal sex.
There.
They always didn't they?
No. I saw butterflies.
Nah, you saw butterflies. You saw butterflies flying around her snatch. She's lying.
Yeah. Boy, this is really going so fast. And he's drinking, what is that, Glen's?
Oh, single malt scotch.
What are you?
13-year-old.
Oh, God.
Single malt scotch.
He's
Thank you so much. I love my folks over there.
There have been times I have brought over a pillow and a blanket under his desk, and he will just quietly lay down.
How many years ago was that?
Well, a while, but tonight you're hitting it hard.
Nah.
I think he's really worried about this guy. Sometimes I wonder if you're jealous of
one guy
that could eat from both sides of the buffet. Are you jealous of him?
No. I feel bad for her, really bad.
Yeah.
Here's, because I'm a guy. Yeah, 90% of us guys, when we're young, now he's 50, we're assholes and we're bad. And if she goes all in on this guy, if really bad, she's going to get stung and hurt really bad. That's why.
Well, we would use the cards to make sure that doesn't happen.
But sometimes these guys have been really good. You said they've been very good cat burglars and have hidden themselves in cars, have you not?
He's as scared of what he feels that she is herself. They just haven't reached that conversation yet. But you will. It's coming.
But she does not ever go there.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's afraid of what I feel for him?
He's afraid of what he feels for you.
But you never have had the direct conversation is the problem.
Too bad I couldn't read. You know, let's do something sometime.
Oh, hang on.
We can lay down these cards and read them by proxy, sort of. It's metaphysical spying. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Is this during the show?
Yeah, well, he was doing a lot of stuff this morning because I was focused on my grandson. I got in late with my grandson, and so I needed to do the laundry, and I ran into the laundry room, and he was making a lot of sounds in the kitchen. He's always told me he could hear me in the kitchen in the past, and so I knew he was trying to signal to me that he wanted me to talk to him, and I lost his number. I did it deliberately because I thought I can't have any more contact with this person. I'm going crazy. And so he then threw open the door. Oh, no, what he did was he started a load of clothes after I started a load of clothes. And so then went back into the laundry room, and then he threw open the door, and then it was just like his eyes were all wide, big smile, and we just started talking, and the rest is history. But
I don't know. What
I
to
mean,
say.
He just was so happy, you know. And
because you love him.
And I'm not trying to I'm not trying to be a downer on that, not at all.
No,
I just worry. I worry that she has a really good relationship with a person.
Yeah.
And I don't want her to ruin it if she goes the other way. So that's my concern, but I don't have cards.
So, Lisa, if you get the chance.
That's
please,
just my concern,
please,
no cards.
Please join us again tomorrow night.
It'll be the hump day.
We'll have another installment.
Hump day.
Yes. Call this the Lisa Chronicles.
Well, no, it's not the Chronicles. She's our Arizona correspondent. Like in the old days.
All right, everybody. I think we're going to.
I have a question for her, though.
All right, go ahead.
How long do you have your grandson for?
Yeah.
For the next 2 weeks.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Obviously, it's through the years, so that's cool.
That's very nice.
So make sure you let us know.
Yes.
When he's there, we cannot ask you direct questions.
Yeah, let us know.
Remind us. Just remind us.
Oh, yeah. I'm by myself right now, but because I bought him a bunch of Christmas toys, so he's
aww,
involved in that. But I'm going to go running in right now to him.
Okay.
But I think,
awesome.
I thank you. I mean, I am scared. I guess he's scared too, the guy next door. And I mean,
yeah.
I'm very into him, and I think he knows I'm very into him.
Oh yes, and we will continue this. We'll have a new episode tomorrow, everyone.
Yeah.
And listen, Lisa, you are holding an audience here. They are not disappearing.
Yeah,
if anything, it's growing.
And I'm not on either anybody's side.
Yeah.
She has the cards, and I just go for my opinion. But I worry because I think you guys have a really good friendship. My concern is ruining that. That's all I care about.
I know.
That's it.
We've established that. Do you want to put the closing on? Because Blog Talkers have stayed with us too.
Will they find out? 7 p.m.
Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific.
Bye-bye. What up, dog?